This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Is sexually predatory behavior really on the run in America? Here's the picture we're supposed to be getting from the mass media about sexually predatory behavior. It's an old white man problem. It's being rooted out in the office after office, boardroom after boardroom. We have the pantheon of Fox News and network stars getting caught, as we might say, with their pants around their ankles. There was Roger Ailes, the big boss. There was Bill O'Reilly, the big star. Eric Boland, and now even the female general counsel for assisting in the cover-up. All proclaim innocence. Of course, there was candidate and now President Trump. Then now there is Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood mogul, outed not by some whistleblower or victim, but the New York Times with the New Yorker supposedly on the story behind him. Weinstein was busted like a balloon with a record of 8 payouts over several decades. Kentucky cheerleader and progressive actress Ashley Judd talked about his hitting on her when she was an ingenue and did so fearlessly. Voice after voice spread the word that this was all common knowledge and started wondering how many lawyers, agents, and representatives were sending their young female clients into the devil's den over the years. We haven't heard the last of this. Weinstein's statement was the height of privileged narcissism and dissembling. Wrapped in Hollywood and New Agey self-help therapy slush, he claimed he recognized the problem, had caused pain, had a counselor, and essentially was working on it. Balderdash. All of that is a euphemism for the truth, which sounds like, damn, I got caught. I'll make some donations and take a leave. Was there remorse? Not really. Instead, the coward tried to rationalize that he was a product of his raising by saying he came of age in the 1960s and 70s, as if that would give him an old boy's pass like Roger and Donald tried to grab when they weren't trying to grab something else. His so-called advisor called him a dinosaur to help in the subterfuge. Are you kidding? Who believes that? The 60s and 70s was the time of women rising, when all of us, the rest of us, got the message and took it to heart that we had to get our acts together and do so pretty damn quick, because young women then, and the trend just continued, were not going to take it anymore. So except in some deep hollows and hideaway cults, most of us realized we had to either adjust or live alone. So even stumbling and stalling from time to time, we got with the program. So that rationalization is just that. But it's really not just about women. It's a statement of class privilege for the rich and powerful. They didn't change because they didn't have to do so. They continued to exploit women in the most horrible and grotesque ways because they could, given the inordinate power balance. And worse, it's not just rich, old white men. Looking at the Uber CEO and some of the other tech startups, it's clear that power, money, and privilege have an unlimited age range when it comes to men exploiting women sexually, if they think they can get away with it. A Times media commentator called for a dinosaur hunt throughout Hollywood. Heck, there was another headline about the State Street Bank, the company that sponsored the Fearless Girl statue on Wall Street, having to pay $5 million to 300 women who worked for them for underpaying them based on gender. Why? Probably because they could. We don't need a dinosaur hunt. We need a full-scale manhunt, young and old, that confronts the sexual exploitation of women wherever and whenever there is power, privilege, and wealth imbalance. Truth to tell, that's pretty much everywhere, so good hunting. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.